Yes, good evening. It's John Flavel out here at the Air Show now, and I've got the privilege of speaking with the CEO of Air Shows Australia, Ian Honery.
G'day, John. How are you?
Yes, lovely to speak to you. Ian, tell us a little bit about, for our listener who's just joined us and hasn't been through us today, exactly. I'm sure he must know what Air Shows Australia is all about, but you give us a quick brief overview of what's going on out here.
Okay, well, the Australian International Air Show, which is held biennially at Avalon, is organised by the Aerospace, Maritime and Defence Foundation of Australia as part of its Air Shows Down Under program. And this is a not-for-profit organisation which is established to promote the development of Australian aviation and aerospace. And we do that primarily through staging this biennial air show at Avalon, which is now one of the world's largest air shows. I suppose it would be in the first four or five major air shows in the world, and it's firmly fixed on the international calendar. As you know, it's a hallmark event, and strongly supported by the Victorian government, and it stands alongside the Grand Prix and the Formula One Grand Prix, of course, and the Australian Open and the Melbourne Cup as being major events here in Victoria. But not only that, it's a major event for Australia, and it's an extremely important event for the aerospace, aviation and defence industries of this region.
And what sort of crowds are you expecting, first of all, tonight and over the next couple of days?
Well, I would expect something in the order of 50 or 60,000 people here tonight. I don't know, over the next couple of days, if we get good weather, and they're predicting very, very good weather, then we could be looking at crowds of 70 or 80,000 people a day. And that should give us a bumper crowd exceeding all of our expectations and breaking new records for the show.
And how many ice creams do you expect to sell on
particularly Saturday? Millions and millions, particularly if it's hot. And, of course, lots of soft drinks and hot dogs and pies and hot chips and all the other paraphernalia. But not only do we have all of the normal fast food that you can get at any major event, but we also have all the corporate stuff, all the you know, sit down meals and a la carte meals, and of course right down the crowd line there are corporate chalets in which companies entertain their business guests and visitors from around the world, and some of the stuff that's being eaten in there would do proud of any four-star restaurant around the place.
Now, Ian, say I had this new Super U-Boot Bob's Your Uncle parachute and that sort of thing. Would I be allowed to exhibit that in a couple of years' time? Would I come to you and say, I've got this to show you? Is it open to that sort of arrangement?
Certainly. As you know, at the core of the event is a major international aerospace expo. It occupies about 10,000 square metres of exhibition space in temporary buildings which have been imported from Belgium. These buildings are as large as the old Royal Exhibition Building in Carlton, and yet they're totally temporary. They're brought in from overseas, they're air-conditioned, they're floored, they're carpeted, and they're set up like a great big permanent structure for the few days of the show. And in those exhibition pavilions, we have something in the order of 450-460 exhibitors from over 20 countries, and these people bring all sorts of exhibits from around the world, but a lot of them are Australian. And one of the reasons we do this show is to give Australian industry, no matter how big nor how small, we have the large companies and the little ones, an opportunity to showcase their products, not only to the Australian general public who come along to the show, but to the Australian aviation, aerospace and defence communities, but also to the leaders in aviation, aerospace and defence that come from right around the world to this show. Do you know that we had, at this particular event, some 35 delegations from 21 nations? Some of those delegations were headed by ministers of state. For example, the British Minister for Defence Procurement, Baroness Simons, headed up the British delegation. Many of the delegations have been headed by either senior government officials, senior industry leaders from their respective countries, or in many cases, of course, by leading defence officials. We've had chiefs of defence force and chiefs of air force from the United Kingdom, from France, from very senior high-ranking officers from the United States, from New Zealand, from Singapore, from Indonesia, from Malaysia, from Thailand, from the Philippines, and I've only named a few of them. So obviously the air show attracts very, very influential and significant people. And of course, if that provides Australian industry, no matter how small, with your parachute manufacturer, or no matter how large, with somebody like Jepson Aeronautics that produces their own aircraft, or Australian Defence Industries ADI, or Boeing Australia, or BAE Systems Australia, who are the real big boys of aerospace in Australia. No matter how big, no matter how small, if that provides them with an opportunity to showcase their product to the region and to the world, then we've done our job, and the Aerospace Maritime and Defence Foundation of Australia, through this air show, has helped promote Australian industry.
And lastly, Ian, do you think that there will be $100 million contracts signed or put into process by events that have gone on at the show?
Yes, I think you've got it right, because what happens is that these contracts are not really signed at these shows, because, I mean, very large contracts like that take many, many years of negotiation. What tends to happen at these events is people demonstrate their wares, they put them on show, they develop new contacts, they network, they renew old contacts, they engage in the process of negotiation and of networking, which ultimately leads to business deals. And these shows, therefore, are a convention of business leaders senior corporate executives from around the world, and it's out of that that the business opportunities develop. The deals aren't really done at these shows. They are cultivated and nurtured at these events.
I'm just looking forward to see the big balloon fight, water balloon fight, that starts between some of the CEOs and some of the ministers for defence from the small, obscure Pacific Island countries. I'm looking forward to that. Ian, thanks for your time, and I'm sure it's you're blessed with great Melbourne weather, and it's going to be a terrific event for Victoria, Australia. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much, John. Cheers.